Joe LaBianca commenting on Matthew 13:31-32. He told them yet another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and perch in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is the church on earth for us, but for them it was first century Judaism, the listeners of Jesus. But let's think of the church right now. It started out very small, like a tiny mustard seed, the smallest garden seed. But then it grew. It actually, then it outgrew the garden and became a wild tree that is too big for the place of protection. The church needed to be the largest garden tree, but never a tree that was too big for the garden. The garden was a plot of ground that was taken care of by the gardener. The church was a mustard tree, the largest of all garden plants, from the smallest of all garden seeds, and yet still easily taken care of by the gardener. But the church became too big. It became a tree. And it becomes a tree, Jesus said. The smallest of your seeds, when it grows, becomes the largest garden plant and becomes a tree. That's the big turning point in this parable, where it leaves the garden so that the birds of the air can come and perch in its branches. The birds could never have come to the garden. The gardener would have shooed them away, done something. But it's a wild tree now, a lot of the church. It's now an enterprise or a political and economic organization that you have to keep running with our money. Now you know that Jesus told the pastors to feed the sheep, but the sheep are feeding the pastors. What's going on here? Since it's too big to be watched by the gardener, since it's now a giant tree, the evil birds can perch in its branches mockingly. It's a roost for evil. The branches are a roost for evil. The overgrown church supports evil. If we look at this parable from first century Jewish eyes, we see how Jesus was indirectly telling the people that their religion was too big. It became too big to care for itself with its buildings, hierarchy, and outward show. The same has happened to a great part of Christianity. I've always said that the church was too big to be a real church. Now I have this parable to prove it. Maybe it will throw a curveball behind your unbelief so you can finally have your heart touched with the gospel, which is Christ died for our sins, he was buried, on the third day he rose again. People should be walking out of that church every Sunday with that on their minds. Amen.